Question from Sri Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu. In your last lecture about Ramayana, you were telling how Jatayu and Sampatti were flying toward the sun when Sampatti's wings were burnt. According to modern science, there is vacuum in the space. So how, without any air, were these birds able to fly in space? Answer. We shouldn't assume that the birds in the Ramayana, especially extraordinarily powerful birds like Jatayu and Sampatti, were flying with the same mechanism that the birds that we know around us used to fly. It is a common human tendency to extrapolate from our day-to-day experience towards other things which we have not experienced. And this extrapolation may in some cases be valid if the other circumstances are not changing. For example, if there is slippery water, if there is a floor is slippery because of oil having spilled on it, and then I walk on it, I'll slip and fall. And similarly, if you walk on it, you will slip and fall. But for example, demigods are walking over there. The demigods walk without touching the floor, so they will not slip and fall. So we can extrapolate that falling on a slippery floor for earthlings, for all of us who are on the earth. But it will not apply for demigods because there are additional parameters involved which do not apply to them. Similarly, if we look at the Ramayana and if we look at the sheer prowess of both Jatayu and Sampatti, they are not like ordinary birds. No ordinary bird would have had either courage or the capacity to fight with Ravana. What to speak of Ravana? Ravana was actually the boss or the master, the king of Maricha. And when Maricha took the form of a deer and approached the cottage where Sita, Ram, Lakshman were living, so just by seeing that deer, all the other animals fled away because they could sense this deer is something mystical. It's not an ordinary deer. The point is that even the servant of Ravana could cause fear among animals like wild forest animals who live in the jungles. So, if even a servant of Ravana could cause fear among other animals, now what is the chance that a bird like a vulture, which is not extraordinarily powerful, would try to stop and actually succeed in stopping for a considerable amount of time, for several hours, and fight the king of all the demons, Ravana, who was so powerful that when Airavat's tusk struck against his chest, actually Airavat's tusk broke apart and Ravana's tusk, nothing happened to it. So certainly Jatayu is not an ordinary bird like the birds that we have. And therefore, because he's not an ordinary bird, he does not necessarily rely on ordinary mechanisms for flying. So, these are extraordinary birds, Jatayu and Sampatti, and that's why they were able to fly. So, in general, God, by his arrangement, through material nature, gives different living entities, different kinds of bodies according to their karma, and those bodies function according to different kinds of mechanisms. So, for example, we have, even in the Ramayana, Hanuman, who had the capacity to jump huge distances, and that's how he was able to practically fly across to Lanka. So now no ordinary monkeys that we know have that capacity. And certainly Hanuman was extraordinary. We can say that he was actually a great devotee. But even other monkeys, they could not jump across the full distance of the ocean. But they all said that yes, we can jump up to this 10 yojanas, 20 whatever. We can jump this much distance, that much distance. And they said that we cannot jump as much as Hanuman, but we can jump surely. So they also had their prowess. That means we in general should not apply the scales of observation and the experience that we have about, especially about mechanisms, from our times to the times which are described in the epics, like the Ramayana or the Mahabharata also for that matter. So because they were a different time, so as the ages change, variety of things change. So it is not just the sizes of human beings change, but it is also that the power of the living beings, and apart from living beings means non-human living beings, also changes. And that is why at that time the monkeys even also had far greater powers, and the birds also had far greater powers. This does not necessarily mean that all monkeys and all birds at that time were extraordinarily powerful, but surely some were. And the very fact that we see that they were able to accomplish certain extraordinary things like flying towards the orbit of the sky, that indicates that they were using a mechanism which was different from what we know. So now it's not described in the Ramayana that they consciously thought that, okay, now I am in Earth, I should use a particular mechanism. Now I am going to space, I'll use another mechanism. No. They just desired to fly and they flew. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarvabhutana Mruddeshe Arjuntishtati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. So Krishna says that I direct the wandering of all living beings who work through a machine that is made of Maya. That means material energy. So Krishna has given all living beings particular bodies according to their karma. And when they have the karma to do a particular kind of activity, they just desire to do that activity, and the bodily mechanism works accordingly. So what was the bodily mechanism? Now we human beings shouldn't, especially human beings of Kali Yuga, we shouldn't be so self-centered or arrogant to assume that we know all possible mechanisms. We just know one particular mechanism which imperfectly imitates the mechanism of flight that is used by the birds that we experience around us. So, there can be many other mechanisms which ultimately are sanctioned and operated by the will of the Lord. And by those mechanisms, whether there is air present or not, birds can fly. And that's how Jatayu and Sampatti were able to fly in the direction of the sun. Thank you.